Good morning, 7:39 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department, Mike Wood. Hey, Mike, welcome back, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you. So let's start with some of the stuff that you guys have been in the news related to. Actually, I think we have a follow-up on an incident you and I talked about last week, which was the standoff where the man had shot a woman and then, you know, you guys had had to go in and get him. So we've got new information about this. Is that right?
Yeah, he shot her in the head, and fortunately she's going to be okay. And then he turned the gun on himself and has been in the hospital, but he has since passed away from his injuries.
Okay, so that is the update on that, which, of course, is, you know, never the ideal outcome. That's one of the things we've been talking about a lot this morning and talking about the driver training stuff is how, you know, people think that SWAT, you know, the goal is to, I mean, they probably think it's to go in and kill bad guys, and that's just the goal is to go in and save bad guys, is, you know, to protect them so they can be brought into custody and be brought to court. And, you know, but people don't think that way. Same thing with the driving. The goal is to protect life, every life. Every life is a citizen's life. So did I say any of that wrong?
No, every life, every day. That's exactly that's what we strive to do. That's what we want to do. You know, things happen and things can get ugly. And unfortunately, that's just part of the world that we live in.
Right. Unfortunately. I mean, if it weren't, we wouldn't need you guys, right? You guys could be, you know, carpenters and radio hosts, and, you know, other stuff. So
radio hosts. That's what I want. Yeah, that's what I'd want to be.
I put you on traffic.
No.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
You feel scared now?
No.
You know Mike would be great on traffic, though. Oh,
right? He would be.
That'd be excellent. You guys have been ongoing noise complaints, dealing with downtown noise, you know, people revving their engines, loud pipes, loud music, all of that, right?
Yeah, and we're still doing that. You know, if you look at downtown Pensacola over the past 10 or 15 years, you know, it used to be mostly commercial property down there, and now there's a lot of people that live there, and they understand when they buy in that area that there's going to be a little bit more noise, but there's a point to where it gets ridiculous, and that's vehicles and motorcycles revving engines for no reason at all. Well, scratch that. There is a reason they do it, and that's to get the attention of people. The problem with that is it also gets the attention of the police, and when that happens, then that can cost them some money. So we do have officers that are down there looking just for that, loud music, loud pipes, and citing people for that.
And know in the beginning when some of these rules got a little bit more strict, as is often the case when the rules change, you guys are in a, you know, warning period. I'm assuming that we're long past that, and if people break the law, they're just cited. Is that right?
Yeah, we're past that. We gave 30 days when this initiative began, and we're well past that.
Okay. Hey, you know what we haven't had an update on in a little while is the red light cameras. Do you have any information about that? Are we seeing any trends in the data, any trends in the behavior? I mean, anything about that you can tell us?
I don't have anything lately. I know the last time that we checked, the trend was still there. People were running red lights a lot. And we're hoping that once the word gets out that the locals, that'll go down. I mean, if we can start looking at tags, you know, if they're local tags or if they're out-of-state tags, and kind of split those up and see if the local tags are the rate of them running the lights is starting to diminish, then we're reaching a goal. And hopefully the out-of-town people, you know, there's not really a lot you can do about that. Everybody knows in every city in America or in the world you're not supposed to run red lights. So we would like to see it go a lot lower than it is.
And the goal for people who might not have been following this conversation over the years we've been having it is everybody knows not to speed in Gulf Breeze, and we'd like what them to think is to not speed in Gulf Breeze and Pensacola or Pensacola, right? That would be the goal. You were asked by Channel 3 to comment about the whole issue at Wild Greg's and the behavior there that led Captain Newman on the base to ban her folks from going to Wild Greg's. But your observation, at least to Channel 3, was that basically from a calls for service perspective and for, you know, bars in general, that nothing is really special about that one location. Is that what you guys are saying, that there's, you know, a bar is a bar is a bar?
Yeah, at this point, I mean, we've had situations there at that particular location where people are saying that the bouncers or the security staff is a little heavy-handed, but we've also had that at other places too. So there's reasons that the Navy makes decisions that they do. That's something that I'm not going to get into. That's for them to speak of. But bars downtown have people that come in there and that act up at times, and then we have to go in and we have to answer calls there. So as far as calls for service go from the Pensacola Police Department, it's not any different than any other bar downtown.
Okay, very good. You know, I've been talking a lot about the driver training and the pit maneuver training that we got yesterday with the Scammy Sheriff's Office, by the way, which is a very great partnership between the Sheriff's Office and the Navy, you know, to be able to use that field, which is really part of the Navy base. People may not realize, but when you drive on there, there's all the signs and stuff. You've heard me talk about this a little bit today. Anything that you want to say from a cop's perspective that you want to add or amplify or correct me on? You know, I'm always willing to be corrected if I say anything wrong, but, you know, any thoughts, Mike?
No, I mean, we train out there as well at the same location. One thing that you probably did notice, that 35 miles an hour driving out to that location is one thing, but when you're trying to maneuver cones, when somebody has to tell you right or left at the last moment, 35 miles an hour is fast, trying to get that vehicle stopped after you make that abrupt left or right turn. That's one thing that you'll find out right off the bat.
Oh, no, couldn't agree more. The you know, somebody says, we're going to do this at 20, and you're like, duh, sure. Oh, you know, and obviously at 35, you think, 35, it's slow. Oh, and within that lane and not hitting that cone and not bumping a car, you know, like all that stuff. No, I absolutely agree with that. Mike, we always like to, you know, end with a did you know or, you know, cop myth. You have one for me this week?
Yeah, it's a did you know, and what it's about this time is actually what I'm doing and what public information officers doing, why it's so important to speak and to communicate with the people that you serve. But back when I did this the first time up in the Nashville market, there was no social media, so I had pretty much all day to figure out what I was going to say and when I was going to say it, because the first newscast wasn't until 5 p.m. Social media changed everything. So it's very important for us to communicate with the people that we serve when something major happens, to make sure that they understand what's real and what's not real. Because if with the social media, the truth a lie can circle the globe three times before the truth has a chance to put its pants on. And misinformation and disinformation is what keeps us up at night. We want to make sure that the people that we serve know what the truth is, where to go to get that truth, and get reliable information instead of rumors that are on the internet that can be detrimental.
You know, we were talking about this a lot yesterday because of the school district in Santa Rosa County with regards to Gulf Breeze Elementary, the aforementioned Wild Greggs, and them kind of not saying anything at all about this particular case. And, you know, all kinds of examples abound. And I used you as an example. I said, Mike always does it well. He always gets into the, you know, gets out in front of the story, gets out and gives us as much information as he can, as quickly as he can. I remember a couple of very high-profile incidents where I'm so glad you did, because if you hadn't spoken quickly, as soon as FDLE gets involved, you know, you can't talk anymore about stuff after that. And, you know, we would have been without any information. And in the vacuum, all of the myths and the errors abound, right?
Yeah, if you don't talk, somebody's going to talk for you. So I understand part of the job is to understand how the media works. They've got a job to do. They've got information they need to put out. And if I don't give it to them, or the PIO at any organization doesn't give it to them, they're going to find it somewhere else. And that's what scares me. So I want the information to come from a reliable source straight to the media so they can get that information out.
And, you know, I don't mean this to be like the Praise Mike Wood segment, but you deserve it, because one of the things I've learned over the years of working with you is that here's just the truth, okay? There are some people who are in communications, and I can learn to work through them because they're fantastic. You are one of those people. And there's some people in communications I have to learn to work around them because it feels like they're there to be in the way and to prevent information flow. And that's sad, because what I so appreciate about you is that, you know, if I ask, you are right on it. And, you know, anytime you call, you're always there to answer. I know that's sometimes inconvenient, but you really get that. And the reason I say this is because you train other law enforcement officers in the state on communications and crises and, you know, learning from bad mistakes, learning from errors and omissions. But that's not something just for law enforcement. That's something in general, but especially these days. post George Floyd, post Ferguson, you know, communication for law enforcement is vital, right?
Yeah, and what you were saying earlier, it's not me. It's good training. This is not something that I came up with. It's getting good training to understand how things work, and to tell new people, new PIOs, this is, you know, you don't deal with the news media. You work with the news media, and you've got people want to know what's going on, especially in a situation if you have a mass shooting at a school. You've got some panicked parents. They need to know right now what's going on. And we might not be able to tell you everything because we simply don't know. It's a fluid situation. But what we can do is tell you what we do know. We do know that there was a shooting. We do know where it was. We do know that the suspect is either dead, in custody, or left the scene. That information I can get out. And I'd like to go before and start getting information out to the people that we serve within the first 20 or 30 minutes, if possible.
And including if there's been mistakes made. The hardest thing I know for people is to acknowledge the bad stuff, but you know, that's where your credibility lies, is in, you know, saying the stuff that people want to know that you're reluctant to say. That's usually the stuff that's most important to say, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're human beings. We're going to make mistakes, and the best thing to do is acknowledge that, because if you don't, then the story's going to last 4 or 5 days when you could have taken care of it in 2 hours.
Absolutely. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you so much for being, honestly, genuinely, a great example of communications professionalism, for being such a good friend, and also giving us great information when we talk to you every week. I appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you again next Thursday. Oh, and
okay, thank you.
And by the way, I will probably never again, and I have not ever to this point, ever accused you of a lie. I am going to accuse you of a lie.
Okay, bring it on.
You said it's not you, it's all the training. Sir, it's you. And the training. It's both. It's you. You do it differently and better, and I appreciate that. And I know a cop loves nothing more than to get praised, right?
Yeah. Well, look, I didn't know a thing. I didn't know what I was doing. I got trained, and that's all there is to it. It's not me.
Fair enough. Whatever. Mike, thank you so much for the time. I'll talk to you again next week.